Hey guys, what's up? How are you all? Hope you're all doing peachy. I have strawberry pocky with me. I've been eating it for the past hour or so. I was supposed to start my diet, but today is a cheat day already, and it's like January 6th, so props to me. This stuff is really good though. Like, if you guys haven't tried this before, let me put you on, okay? It's so good. Anyways, Happy New Year. I haven't done an audio yet saying Happy New Year, and I think now is the time to do that. Can't believe you're in 2022. It's insane. But we're gonna see what this year has to bring for us. I want to know what some of your resolutions are for this year. I have quite a few myself, but they are mostly just taking care of myself, like getting back into the gym, eating healthy again, reading books, waking up early, sleeping early, and doing all that. And I've been doing it lately, and it's amazing. Feels good doing stuff for myself. I also have pretty big plans for my channel. So as many of you know, I've already talked about this like 10,000 times, but I'm going to start streaming on Twitch. Hopefully I can get that going. As you know, I'm updating my prices on Patreon and stuff, and I have more audios to create on Patreon. I also am finally creating a drive for all my audios so you guys can access all of them in one place. It's only for my not safe for work audios right now, though. It's not for my safe for work audios. Not yet, because I have so many of those. I've been doing this for like 2 years now, so it would just be too much work to do that. But I do have all my not safe for work audios stored in one file, and I will be sharing that with you guys very, very soon. And I'll be talking about it for a little bit as well. It's going to be a monthly thing, so it's going to be updated every month, but it's only going to be a part of the $20 tier and higher. Only because I know some people will access it and be assholes and do God knows what with it. We don't want that. So, yeah, it will be like a monthly thing. I will update the link every month, and then you will be able to access it, and I'll add more audios to it every month as well, of course. The more I record, the more there will be on it. And you guys will get the link for that so that you can access all of my audios in one place. I feel like it's finally time to do something like that since I've been doing this for a while and I want to keep everything organized and easy for you guys. So that's definitely something that I'm doing this year as well. I've mentioned this before in the announcement that I made regarding the new pricing that I'm going to be doing, but I've been dealing with a lot of thieves lately stealing my audios and putting them out on the internet for free, and that ruined like my first week of the year because it really, really bothered me and it really got to me a lot. I try not to let things like that get to me because I am a little bit of like a bigger female VA, so I kind of have to keep myself in check and remember this is normal and I just have to like sadly get used to it. You know, like, it is what it is. Not much I can really do, because horrible people exist, and they do not care. They'll do whatever they can to please other people. Like, one particular person actually came to my Patreon, they recorded my audios, and then they made a post on Reddit saying, "Hey, I have all her audios, hit me up if you want them." All her Patreon audios, the NSFW ones. And everybody in the comments was like, yes, yes, I want them, I want them. I think what hurt even more is the fact that people were encouraging that and they were telling him, yes, I want it, instead of standing up for me and saying, oh, that's wrong, don't do something like that. So it just really bothered me to see that a lot of people are okay with that kind of behavior, you know? So it's sad, it's upsetting, and I know many other VAs agree with me on this. Many of them were very supportive as well. Like, they reached out to me to make sure that I was okay, and you know, I'm fine. I am. But it still really does suck a lot. I try not to let it get to me because I know I have amazing fans who still care about me and support me anyways. And you guys are the real ones because you guys get my raw, real audios. You get the real deal. You get everything that you deserve. So you're a real one for that. What else? Okay, so actually, I hope that you guys are okay and you don't have COVID, because like half the world has COVID right now. My parents have COVID, my siblings have COVID, my friends have COVID, everybody has COVID. And I think I do. I'm sick. I don't know if it's COVID. Like, I'm not too sick. So I don't know what it is. It could just be the flu going around right now. It's insane. And I hope that you guys are being careful. Hope that you are doing everything you can to take care of yourself. It's important. This can suck a lot. And a lot of people agree with me. Being sick with COVID is not the best. I'm sure it's not. I actually had a friend of mine who lost her father to COVID very recently, and seeing that absolutely broke my heart. Just shows you how serious it is and how scary it really is. So yeah, just, you know, be careful. Then again, her dad wasn't vaccinated, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it, honestly. But yeah, it just really sucked. What about the new Spider-Man movie? I haven't talked about that yet, have I? That movie was a masterpiece. I don't want to spoil it for those of you who haven't watched it yet, but it was a masterpiece. It was so, so good. I wasn't expecting it to be that good. I was in love with it. I want to watch it again so bad, but it's still sold out here, so I can't. But I managed to snag tickets like 2 weeks before it came out. And I loved every minute of that movie. It was so amazing. Broke my heart, made me cry, but it was still really good. Another movie I watched that I really loved was Encanto. Oh my god, that movie is everything. The songs in it, like We Don't Talk About Bruno, so good. Like, absolutely phenomenal. I know Disney never fails, like, ever. But that was just amazing. What ruined it, though, was all the kids in the movie theater screaming and crying. It really bothered me, but that's to be expected in a Disney movie. Speaking of, I actually made a poll on Twitter about that, saying, hey, do you think Disney movies are for kids? And I got more people saying no than yes, which made me really happy. While it might be targeting kids, I think it's for all ages to enjoy, personally. But maybe this is just my inner child talking, I don't know. All I know is I love Disney so much, and even if I'm 50, I will still be watching Disney and crying over Mufasa dying, okay? That's all I'm gonna say. Yeah, those two movies were great. Really excited for the movies that are coming out in 2022, though. There's going to be some amazing movies this year. I'm really looking forward to it. But the after credit scene in Spider-Man No Way Home, oh my god, both the credit scenes were insane. They were so good, and they have me super, super hyped. I'm excited for everything that Marvel has to share with us. It's just amazing, okay? It's everything. So if you haven't watched it and you plan on watching it, or maybe you have doubts about it, please go watch it. If you're somebody who watched at least one Spider-Man movie when you were younger, trust me, this movie is like a must. You have to watch it. I haven't heard one single bad thing about that movie. That's how good it is. Like, everyone says it's good. Everyone. And I want to know what you guys think of it. Did you guys enjoy it? Did you like it? Let me know. And then did you like Encanto? Because Encanto is really good. Is it Encanto or Encanto? I think it's Encanto. Encanto. I don't know. I'm actually curious what that word means now. Okay, I'm searching that up because, like, I'm curious. But the songs in that movie were something else. It means charm. Ooh, I want to hear how to say it.
Encanto.
Encanto. I'm saying Encanto. No, it's Encanto. Okay.
Encanto.
Thank you, Siri. I don't know how I got an A in Spanish class in high school, but my Spanish teacher loved me. She thought I was good at speaking Spanish. I don't know. Maybe she was just humbling me. Who knows? Now that I think about it, I want to learn Spanish. Like, what does the word eternal mean in Spanish? I know it can mean like different things, but like we have like this one.
Eterna.
Eterno. Oh, wait. You get both feminine and masculine? What? That's so cool. Like, eterna's for a girl and then eterno's for a boy. That's so cool. I didn't know that. I'm telling y'all, I don't know how I passed Spanish class with an A. Somehow I did. It's really fascinating. I love learning new words, like, a lot. One language I really, really want to learn is French. And believe it or not, I took 4 years of French when I was in elementary school. So if anybody should know French, it should be me. But I do not remember anything from that class other than my teacher, because she was, like, so mean. She was so mean. But, yeah, I loved French class, and I love the French language. I really want to get better at it. And Japanese as well. I like Japanese. I think it would be really cool. Actually, after watching so many animes, like back when I used to watch anime, I learned a couple words myself after. I feel like when you watch subbed anime, you kind of start learning it as well. Like you start understanding like basic words like arigato and konnichiwa and all those other words that are in Japanese. But you just, it teaches you stuff, and it's not just with anime. It could be with like anything. It could be a Russian show. It could be German, whatever it is. If you just put sub, you can like learn with it. It's so cool. Same with Spanish shows. Cause I used to watch a lot of like telenovelas, and there's also Money Heist, which I never finished. I only watched like one episode of it, but I really want to finish it because my sister is obsessed with it and she's always killing me for not watching it. But even Spanish shows, like, they teach you stuff. It's really cool. Honestly, it's like your own little personal class, except you have fun doing it. Yeah. I just think it's really cool learning different languages. And if you're somebody who knows different languages, props to you. That's amazing. What else should we talk about in this beautiful ramble? Here's this. If you haven't listened to my important announcement that I made before, go ahead and listen to it. It's super important. I really don't want to be bombarded with messages from people being confused next month, so please do me a favor and listen. If you plan on, you know, staying as a supporter with me, definitely give that a listen. It's really important. So I just kind of wanted to give a little boost for people that haven't listened yet. This pocky is really good. I found this local Japanese market near me. Actually, it's not near me. It's like 30 minutes away from my house. And yes, I drive 30 minutes just to go and get snacks from there. But they have like the best Japanese snacks ever. Like they have sushi. They have drinks, noodles, and ramen. And just so many things. Like a huge selection of like Japanese food. It's so cool. I always go there just to like buy stuff. And I actually discovered it very recently. And I tried this one particular chips. Oddly enough, it was like salad flavored. I'm pretty sure it was salad flavored. I couldn't understand anything because it was all in Japanese. But oh my god, it tasted so good. It was bomb. So then I went back to get more and it was sold out. And I kind of cried a little bit. But it was really good. If you guys are curious, I'll try to like get it for you to give you the name, but it's really, really good. If you haven't tried Japanese snacks or anything like that, then you are missing out. Truly, you are. It's the real deal. That's another thing I've been interested in. And as many of you know, guys, I went to New York. New York was beautiful. I already know what New York looks like because I was like, I'm from New York. But going in the Christmas season is like really nice because you see different things and they have like a lot of events going on. So you go and look at pretty views. The only downside to it was like it was extremely busy, like busier than it used to be. Very, very busy. And I was chased a lot by a lot of crazy people. So that wasn't fun. And I honestly just couldn't wait to get back to my state. But now that I'm back, I miss it. I want to go back. I don't know. I'm weird. Like, sometimes I get homesick, and then when I come home, I'm like, no, I want to go back. Does that make sense? Just can't really make up my mind. I don't know. Hopefully I'm not the only one. Okay. We're going to do our habit of commenting something if you've made it this far into the audio. So, we're 15 minutes in right now. If you've made it this far, I want you to comment the word Pocky. And if you don't know how to comment that, it's P-O-C-K-Y. That's how I know that you made it to the end. Pocky. Shout out to Pocky because it tastes so good. And maybe not the chocolate one. I feel like it tastes kind of gross. The strawberry one's best. Anything strawberry flavored is better anyways. Let's all agree on that, okay? Okay. I shall go now. I have a few more audios to record and then I need to get some sleep. I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. Do not get sick. Otherwise, I will beat you up. Don't do it. Take care, and I will see you in my next audio and my next ramble. Toodles.